SRN News. I'm John Scott. A jury in Los Angeles finds Meta and YouTube liable in a landmark social media addiction trial.
The plaintiff is a 20-year-old woman who says she became addicted to social media as a child, and it exacerbated her mental health struggles. Her attorney, Mark Lanier, says this sends a strong message.
Just because of the features alone that drive addiction, these companies can be held accountable.
Other families were there backing this case. Juliana Arnold blames Instagram for her daughter's death.
They knew the harm. They knew the damage. They assessed the risk and they moved forward anyway.
Meta's Ashley Nicole Davis says they will appeal. The companies are being ordered to pay $6 million in damages. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran dismissed an American plan to pause the war in the Middle East and launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Two Pakistani officials familiar with the U.S. ceasefire proposal say it addresses sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Germany's leader says the U.S.-Israel war on Iran is a politically disastrous mistake.
Speaking at a Berlin event, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier calls the war launched by Israel and the U.S. against Iran a politically disastrous mistake and a truly avoidable, unnecessary war if its aim is to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. He adds the conflict is, in his view, contrary to international law, adding there was little doubt the justification of an imminent threat to the U.S. did not hold. Steinmeier argues Iran has never been further from acquiring nuclear weapons than after the 2015 nuclear agreement, which he had helped negotiate as Germany's foreign minister. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism in the federal government is now going to court. Correspondent Michael Harrington with that report.
A man who is living as a woman is suing to prevent the Trump administration from barring him and others like him from women's restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, has filed a front-of-the-court brief against the plaintiff, saying, quote, "Women deserve privacy, safety, and dignity when they come to work. Our laws and legal system should reflect reality, not deny it." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least bachelor's degrees are Hindus. Pew finds 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. Less than a third of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's. This is SRN News. The investigation continues into the LaGuardia Airport crash.
Investigators say one of only two air traffic controllers on duty at LaGuardia Airport cleared a fire truck to cross a runway just 12 seconds before the Air Canada flight touched down Sunday night around 11:30. The collision killed both pilots. That audio from the tower, courtesy liveatc.net. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're working to determine which of the airport's safety precautions failed.
We rarely, if ever, investigate a major accident where it was one failure.
One area of concern.
The midnight shift, as a reminder, is one that we have many times at the NTSB raised concerns about.
Julie Walker, New York.
And all but four of the passengers that were injured in Sunday's deadly collision at LaGuardia Airport have now been released from the hospital. More details at srnnews.com.